This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
The president conveyed to the prime minister that he expected a significant de-escalation today on the path to a ceasefire.
The voice of Corinne Jean-Pierre, deputy press secretary in the Biden administration, speaking about a fourth conversation that President Joe Biden has had with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The two leaders had a detailed discussion on the state of events in Gaza, Israelis' progress in degrading the capabilities of Hamas and other terrorist elements, and ongoing diplomatic efforts by regional governments and the United States.
President Biden asked the prime minister to move toward the path of a ceasefire, according to a White House description of their conversation. There is pressure, too, on Mr. Biden to do more, with more than 200 people killed in the fighting. Until today, President Biden had avoided pushing the American ally more directly and publicly for a ceasefire, or conveyed such a level of urgency for ending Israeli airstrikes targeting Hamas in the thickly populated Gaza Strip. The Biden administration had relied on what officials described as quiet, intensive diplomacy, including quashing a UN Security Council statement that would have addressed a ceasefire. The administration's handling opened a divide between President Biden and Democratic lawmakers, dozens of whom have called for a ceasefire. Israel's military launched artillery strikes at a number of targets in Lebanon today in response to four rockets launched from Lebanon toward Israel. That according to the Israeli military. The Israeli military also said it intercepted one of the rockets, while the rest most likely fell in open areas, although it was not immediately clear who fired the rockets. This is VOA News. Israeli airstrikes killed at least six people across the Gaza Strip and destroyed the home of a large extended family early on Wednesday. The Israeli military said it widened its strikes on militant targets to the south amid continuing rocket fire from the Hamas-ruled territory. They said a warning missile struck the building 5 minutes before the airstrike, allowing everyone to escape. The European Union has slammed Belarus for its closure of the country's biggest independent online news publication, Tuttbi, as one of its reporters left prison after serving 6 months for her reporting on the death of a protester killed during a crackdown on demonstrations against authoritarian ruler Alexander Lukashenko. In a statement on May the 19th, an EU spokesman called the blocking a day earlier on the popular news site an act of continued repression and intimidation against independent media. Belarusian authorities also raided Tuttbi's offices in Minsk and other regions and the homes of its journalists and employees, breaking the door leading to the apartment of Marina Zolotava, the site's editor-in-chief. The Minsk-based Vysana human rights group said that 12 women and two men who worked for the publication had been detained. Survivors disembarked from a rescue ship as Indian Navy ships and helicopters are searching in rough weather and seas for 78 people still missing from a barge that sank off Mumbai as a deadly cyclone blew ashore this week. A Navy commander says 183 people were rescued within 24 hours by three ships and helicopters engaged in the operation. A survivor says he jumped into the sea with his life jacket and was later picked up by the Navy. A hate crimes bill to combat violence against Asian Americans in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic passed the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly yesterday. And now we'll head to President Joe Biden for signing. The bill was also approved by an overwhelming margin in the Senate. Reports of violence against Asian Americans have spiked since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. Activists and police said anti-Asian sentiment was fed by comments from former President Donald Trump, blaming the pandemic on China using terms such as Kung Flu. The International Olympic Committee and Tokyo Olympic organizers start 3 days of virtual meetings today and will run into some of the strongest medical community opposition so far, with the game set to open in just over 8 weeks. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.